Pretty Mullick. I'm usually the biggest in the studio. Actually, Big Rossi is.
Yeah, Big Rossi's usually the biggest.
I wish Big Rossi was here right now because I'd make him feel small. We've got some big boys in the studio right now, and it's all about being the strong man. And we've got at UAE Strongman Coach, one of the strong men of the UAE in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
James, how are you, man?
I'm really well. Thank you for having me.
How is it to be a strong man, to be considered like one of the strongest men in the country?
It gives you a great sense of pride, but at the same time, it's quite humbling, you know. It's great to get photos with kids, parents, have that kind of like those people looking up to you. But at the same time, you feel like you've got a bit of a responsibility to show people the benefits of the sport as well in terms of fitness.
What is a strongman? Yeah. Like, explain what that is. Because I think there's a misconception of what a strongman is and what it actually is.
So a strongman is an athlete, in effect, that competes in, you know, extreme events. We do things like truck pulls, plane pulls, you probably see that. We pick up giant stones. We lift things off the ground like logs that weigh up to 180 kilos.
But tell me you've watched a strongman competition before.
I have, but it just fascinates me. Like, the numbers fascinate me. Like, what can you deadlift?
I've got a 370-kilo deadlift.
Like, that's insane.
Gosh, 370 kilos. It's like a car, isn't it?
I've done a car.
What car was it? What type of car was it?
What did I do? I did a Ranger once.
A Range Rover?
No, a Ranger. You know, a Ford Ranger?
No. Oh, yeah.
That was on like an axle that you could lift. So it worked out to around 350 in the hands.
My gosh. So. What sort of pressure are you putting on your body? I mean, you must have injuries from putting your body under this extreme pressure.
I've got an injury at the moment. I've got a distal bicep tendon tear.
So how did you tear the bicep?
I did that on a tire flip.
So you're just flipping a tire?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's part of the game, you know, it's part and parcel. You have to be careful what you're doing, but sometimes a little slip, like I slipped on a bit of sand, fell forward and the bicep ruptured.
What are your bench? What's the biggest bench? What have you done?
220.
220? My gosh, I did 80 the other day and I was really happy with myself. Like,
That's what I'm saying, it's
I was calling mum.
You've got to remember, though, you know, that took me 12 years. Like, to
right,
get to
220.
So it's the thing about strongman is if you want to have a crack at it, you've got to commit yourself.
Crazy.
And here's the thing. Correct me if I'm wrong, James. You were born with some sort of heart defect. Is that right?
That's correct. I found out when I was 23. It's called Wolf Parkinson and White syndrome. Apparently, it's quite common with athletes. There's a famous footballer that got had a heart attack on the pitch for Bolton a couple of years ago. It's the same problem he had. I would recommend that everyone have an echocardiograph.
Okay, I had one of those, just to let you know, pretty.
Did you?
Because I'm an
Why
athlete.
You are not an athlete.
No, I had one, though, because I'm just paranoid.
Around 1% of people.
Really? So what happens? You had to have surgery on that?
I had to have immediate ablation surgery. I found out that it was serious in May when I had a tryout with the WWE.
Wow, man.
They recommended immediate surgery, so I underwent that Al-Qassimi Hospital in Sharjah.
Good on you. Everything went well?
Yeah.
Touch wood?
Not the greatest operation, as I was awake when they did it.
You have to be awake or didn't...
Yeah, they go through local anesthetic with a catheter up your leg.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't.
The reason is because when you're awake, the heart is in a more stable beat.
Oh, my gosh. That is freaky, man.
So you were watching them do this to you.
Yeah, that's
crazy. I was on the bed for around 4 hours.
All right. Listen, follow him right now. UAE Strongman Coach. It's UAE Strongman Coach. James, thanks to Ty and Richard for coming in as well. I know these boys are competing over the weekend or tomorrow, should I say. He may have just had heart surgery, Pretty Mullick, but he still said to us, find me the biggest car you've got, and I'm going to push it right now. The biggest car we've got is your car, Pretty Mullick.
That's correct.
What do you have?
I have a Chevy Tahoe.
So up next, James is going to push the Chevy Tahoe of Pretty Mullick.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah, it's fine. Can I get one more thing in?
Yeah.
Stay tuned on my Instagram for all details on competitions. They're all free to come watch. The next major one I'm doing the UAE's Strongest Team.
Ooh.
That's going to be in end of November, early December.
That is awesome.
Hopefully you'll come watch it.
Oh, we will. James Strongman, again, UAE Strongman Coach. We pull Pretty's car next. You're on Virgin Radio Morning. We're out here in the car park. Morning, it is Virgin Radio out front of the Media City Amphitheatre. Pretty Mullick, good morning.
I'm so scared. scared right now.
Are you scared for your car or are you scared for James?
I think I'm more scared for James.
All right, UAE strongman in the house. He's now got Pretty Mullick's car harnessed to his body. He's just about to push it here at Dubai Media City Amphitheatre. James, how are you feeling?
Feeling fine.
Listen, ready, mate, you've got a torn bicep and you just had a heart surgery. Are you sure you should be doing this?
Yes, yeah, fine. I'm doing it to motivate the guys that I trained, the Iron Legion Strongman and Strongwoman teams.
I love that. They're doing something tomorrow. Once again, where do we follow you on Instagram?
At UAE Strongman Coach, and also hashtag Iron Legion Strongman, Iron Legion Strongwoman.
I love this guy. He's ready to go. He's a strong man. Everybody make some noise. Give him a round of applause. Here we are. This is Virgin Radio as we go Virgin Mobile. Now, the harness has tied. It's about a meter harness. Now, we're not just pushing a regular car here. We've got Pretty Mullick's car. This is a Tahoe. This is one of the biggest cars on the roads right now. We're all nervous. I am nervous somewhat. I've got the microphone right next to James. James, we're ready to go in 3, 2, 1, go! Oh my gosh, he's pushing it already. The car's, how quick is he going? He's running. He's just at, Pretty, how you feeling?
Oh my gosh. When do I break?
Get ready to break. When does he break? Do we break? James, oh my.
Keep rolling.
No, he's done it. Hold on. He's now pushing it the other way. He's not only pushing, he's pushing it back the other way. Oh my gosh, UAE strongman James right now, Virgin Radio, Dubai Media City Amphitheatre. I'm tired and I've done nothing except talk. Give him a big round of applause, everybody. Yeah. Mate, that seemed it was easy for you.
Not bad.
How was that?
A little bit of cardio. A
little bit of cardio. Unbelievable, Pretty.
Insane.
Give him a big round of applause.